Palm Sunday invited us to try to hear the story afresh, like we've never heard it before. Our culture has taken Christianity into a very interesting position that I think is not only incorrect, but perhaps quite dangerous. When you think of many of the big box churches or many of the TV preachers, the theology that is being preached is one of prosperity, that if you believe, God will reward you. And I want us to take that image and match it with what we're hearing today and see if we can find out that something's not right. If, after all, you have faith, God will reward you, certainly I would think Jesus had enough faith that God would have rewarded him when he prayed last night, "Father, take this cup from me." And yet, the Father didn't. Christianity without the cross is anything but Christianity. The good news is that Jesus is with us in it, not that he removes us from it. And so our desire to run from the cross is our desire, but it's not God's. Not that God wants us to suffer, but that there is punishment for sin. And Jesus takes sin very seriously. Unlike, again, so many in our culture today who justify it away. Well, I did this because they did that. So-and-so hurt me, so therefore I retaliated. All of that falls away when we stand on a Good Friday and see what is taking place. Jesus told his Father that he would be faithful to him to the end. Tempted many times to turn from the Father, to turn to the population, the crowd, the most popular opinion, the what's happening now group, as we're all tempted. But he remained faithful. And today is the ultimate test of fidelity. And Jesus made it very clear that no one is doing this to him. He is allowing it to happen. It is pure gift. And that, for us, is the definition of love. Pure gift. Self-donation. Not self-taking. Not self-claiming. That was the experience of the Garden of Eden, where we grasped at the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Today we see Jesus letting it all go. Jesus does not have a fear of death because he realizes death has no power in light of true love, the love of which is being defined for us today. The second thought I give us, so the first one is our image of Jesus. Is it the modern day American preacher, or is it what we just heard? Obviously, there's a mismatch, as I said. We crucified him. You don't crucify people who are promising you prosperity. You don't crucify people who simply have a message of be nice to each other. That's not worthy of crucifixion. That's not going to get anyone angry. Clearly, he has done something to disturb the human person, that we would want to eclipse him, silence him from this world. Second thought is the crowd. Just how many days ago, we, the crowd, cried out, "Hosanna, Son of David." We admitted he is the Messiah, the Son of David. That is his title, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And just a few short days later, our refrain has changed to crucify him. Something happened, and it's the crowd. And we all see it in our own day. The power of the crowd to woo people over. The one who is sending out the message and then gets a group of people to uphold the message. And then pretty soon, if we're not attentive, we just fall in and go with it. We must be careful in our life with the crowd, whatever the crowd would be, to the right, to the left, up or down, whatever the crowd is. God has given us reason. God has given us good judgment. He has given us the gift of His Holy Spirit to be able to discern truth. What is truth? We know the truth. The truth is what sets us free. The truth is that you can grab onto the cross, hang there for a few hours, and the Father is going to raise you from the dead if you're faithful. That's truth. The Lord invites us to a very particular way of life that is contrary to our current culture. A certain moral code, a certain understanding of suffering and what it can bring about and what it can do instead of running from it or denying it. Our faith sets us free. Let's ask the Holy Spirit as we continue through this beautiful Good Friday that He would strengthen our faith, that He would empower us to live it out more dutifully.